review again the Kitzur, the Mishnah Nun Amud Aleph seems to repeat the same as the opening Mishnah Nun Amud Aleph. That was the way the Babli presents. My Kamashmal Antinina, it's a repeat that says the same thing. So the Gemara gave, the way we have printed in our editions, the Gemara gave three suggestions. What is the second Mishnah adding on over the first Mishnah? The Tosfos in the beginning of the Perek quoted the Yerushalmi that somehow understood that there's a contradiction between the two Mishnahs. But the way it sounds from the Babli, it's not a contradiction, it's a repeat. So the third suggestion on the bottom was, Einami kohadir avuna, that the Mishnah is telling me the Chiddush, the Gimel Shochlu Kachas, first Mishnah, Shlosh Shochlu Kachas, mean these three people ate together. The second Mishnah says that these three people, each of them, ate together with another group of people. They're not Shlosh Shochlu Kachas, these three didn't eat together at all. Each one of them ate together with another group. And now when they joined together, even though they didn't eat anything together, Rashi writes, Afidah lo yach leila shloshim ishen estar fi yachad, they can bench mezuma. So then the Gemara qualifies that, okay. So then the Gemara says, V'lo omar, rov v'lo marnel v'lagdim hanach v'yazman alayu b'duchtayu. Ava azman alayu b'duchtayu perach zimu minay. So Rashi learns poshib shat, if they already participated in a zimun, so then they cannot bench mezuma together now. So the Rishonim were unhappy with Rashi's pshat, the Rabbi Yoina, with the Bali Atesis, Rabbi Yisur Leon. Yes, can Rashi, if that's the pshat, the way Rashi learns that they already participated in a zimun, so pshita, how can you have twice mezuman for the same meal? They already participated in the mezuman, so they yoytze the chiyuv of zimun. So it's pshita. Why do you use a lashon parach zimun menayim? It sounds like they lost their chance. Not they lost their chance. That we yoytze already. And then Robert proves it from a Mishnah. What is the proof from the Mishnah? The Mishnah is telling us a different din. Originally it had a big kli. And the kli was nishbar. It says in Chumash Shviras HaKli is mitar. The original pasuk in Chumash is by kli cheres, which has no tar b'mikveh. So it says if you do shvira, it becomes tohor. But the Mishnais assume that the same din applies even to all kelim. The other kelim, you don't have to smash it. You can be tohor in a mikveh. So if you smash any keli, so it becomes tohor, because it's ois keli, it doesn't have the shame keli anymore. So even if later on, hechsirua, even if the ganovim who broke the mitah in half and stole half of the mitah and canceled the shame kli, if a miracle happens, then ganovim do tshuva and they give it back, or the half that was lost was returned and we attach it back together again. So since there was a period of time that it forfeited the shame kli, later when it the shame kli is restored, it's only going to be mikan al haba. You don't say that it's a gloy muslim affair that all along it had a shame kli. So Rava says the same is true over here. Even though there was the bench mizuman, you have to have, we'll call it a chabura of three. So the bench mizuman, you have to have a chabura. So these three people, Reuben, Shimon, Levi, who didn't eat together, but each one ate with a whole chabura, they wanted it star for the chabura. And then later on something happened and they're no longer part of a chabura. What happened? Azman alayhu. Something happened and they lost their connection to a chabura because it was azman alayhu. So later on when these three people join together, you can't restore the shame chabura on them. Just like over there, mikan al habur will be a chabura. Maybe if they lead something now, but the shame chabura is not going to be restored. So that's the hashva between the cases. So that's what the Rishonim ask. According to Rashi, they already when it's tarful lezimun. So what does it have to do with this Mishnah? This Mishnah is telling us a different din. If it had a shame kli and it forfeited the shame kli, and later on we restore the shame kli, it's only mikan alabo. But over here it's a different word. They were yotze de mizumun. So that's what some want to say, that Rashi writes a funny pshat azman alayu. If we would have, what do you mean azman alayu? The Bosh Pshat Azman, we would have said there were three different groups, and the three people in each group. And in each of the three groups, two of them wanted to bench already, and the third one was had a longer meal. He wanted to take his time. So the third one was Mapsik, Echad Mapsik Vishnai, and he answered Mezuman. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi gives a funny case. He gives a case that he went out of the room. Rashi refers to the Gemara before. They were both were Gemaras before. The Echad Mafsik Lishnayim, the Shnayim Mafsikim Leechod. And then Rashi quotes the other Gemara, Korim lo mizamnim olav, that one person left the group so they can be mitzarefim to Zeman even though he doesn't come back. If it's a Zeman Shloisha, if it's a Zeman Asara, it's not. Zeman Shloisha, he can be mitzarefim to the Zeman. And he only participated at Berchach Ve'elu lo hayosham, these three people were only there. That's all. And now they want a bench. So Rashi doesn't give the normal case that they're sitting there the whole time. He gives a funny case. So maybe Rashi understands that in that kind of a case, that the two are here and the third one is not here, that they're not, the third one is not here, is not really Yotze Mizuman. The other two are Yotze Mizuman. Like we had a Gemara before. If three people, before the Mishnah, Nunim and Aleph, if three people ate together and one of them rushes and he benches, Baruch Ledaite goes on his own way and he benches, and then two out of the three didn't bench yet, so the two out of the three can be mitzarf, the third one to bench mezuman, they'll ino nafkin bezuman, they ino nafik bezuman, the two. The two are yoytze mezuman, because roiv, even though the third one benched already, and ino, the third one, lo nafik bezuman, the two, lefishay zeman lamachre, because he benched already. So you have a case in the Gemara, it's a strange case, where you had a group of three, shlosh shachul ka'achas, gimel v'kach rifte v'hadi hadodi, and they're benching mezuman in such a way that two out of the three are yotzei mezuman, and the third one is not yotzei mezuman. So maybe that's what Rashi understood over here. That korim loy mezamnim olav, if he doesn't come back and he stays where he is, so he's not yotzei mezuman, only they are yotzei mezuman. So that's why Rashi didn't simply say, well, if Hazman alive, they answered Mezuman by the original group, they were Yotze Mezuman already. So of course he can't bench Mezuman a second time. Rashi doesn't learn like that. He says, Parach Zimma Menai. They lost their chance. Why? Even though they were used for the Mezuman of the two who remained behind, but they never came back. Korim Loi Mezanam Alov. Maybe that's why Rashi gives such a pshat. To imply that in such a case, the Chabura was broken. He originally had a Chabura of three. And then the Chabura was broken because two of them benched Mezuman with the third fellow. The third fellow wasn't Yotze anything, but he was Mitztarif with the other two. So in such a case, even though they weren't Yotze Mezuman, but the whole Chabura fell apart. So originally there was a Chabura, then the Chabura fell apart because the Roiv of the Chabura were Yotze bench and Mezuman. And then later on, when these three individuals joined together, they cannot reconstitute. Mikan al Habod, they'll have a Chabura. But they're not eating anything, the way Rashi writes on Amud Aleph. Maybe that's what Rashi means. Problematic. That's what motivated the other Rishon to say a different pshat. Azman alai means there were four in the group, and the fourth one left, roaming around somewhere, and the three benched Mezuman without the fourth one. He wasn't even there. So you no longer have, the same as we just said in Rashi now. You originally had a Chabura, and now the same Chabura vanished into thin air because the three out of the four already benched Mezuman, and the fourth one is left hanging. So there was originally, each one of them was part of a Chabura, and then the whole Shem Chabura disappeared, and now the three joined together. So that's what the Gemara says, Parach Zimma Minah, you're in the Moshul from the Mishnah in Caleb. If you add a Shem Kli, and it loses the Shem Kli, and you restore the Shem Kli, it's only going to be Mikan Al Haba, and Mikan Al Haba over here, so it'll be Mekabel Tum and Mikan Al Haba. But Mikan Al Haba, what do you mean? Rashi says, they're not eating anything. Maybe if you put together the Rashi on Amud Aleph with this Pshat on Amud Beis, if they will eat something together now, maybe they will be able to bench Mezuman. The simple reading of Rashi. Yesterday you mentioned the Rosh says not so. The Rosh says even if they'll continue to eat now, the Rosh is bothered with the same question of Rashi. Why does it say Parach Zimma Menai? Should have said the Yotze Mezuman. So he says no, the Yotze Mezuman for what they ate previously. But then they continued to eat afterwards. Yeah, but the problem was that's not what Rashi said. Rashi said they didn't eat anything. So the Rosh said they continue to eat now. So one might have thought that they can bench Mezuman based on the second eating now. So that's Kamash Malon, that's not. That Parach Zimma Menai, since it's all one meal and it's covered with the Hamaitzin, there wasn't a Hesach Hadas. So you can't have twice Mezuman on the same meal. Problematic Gemara, okay. Then we had the Gemara. Yeh shamish b'neim hashamish mitzarfon. It's like royim. Miktzasim royim meilu eselu. The Mishnah has a miktzasim royim meilu eselu. And then if you have a shamish b'neim, so I saw the Mishnah Brura quotes from the Shulchan Aruch Harav and the Balatanya. even if the Shamish is not eating. He doesn't quote any machlok, says, even if the Shamish is not eating, the din is that the Shamish could be mitzarif them, even though he himself is not eating. The Etzem din in the Mishnah itself, that the mitzasim roi meilu eseilu, or mitzarfim, or the Shamish is mitzarfim, that's the equivalent of mitzasim roi meilu eseilu, is considered as if roi meilu eseilu. What taka is the nature of the din? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes a machlokes achronim about this. Does it mean that you have, let's say, you have nine people over here, nine people over here, so you don't really have asara? But mitzosim roi meilu eseilu, and now it's considered as if you have asara. If you have a shamish b'nei, a shamish mitzarfam, it's considered as if you have asara. You have two people here and two people here. Two people here, two people here. And neither group has a mezuman, but mitzasim roi meilu eseilu, v'ashamish mitzarfam, so this creates a mezuman. Or maybe the case is, no, you have 15 people eating here, 15 people eating here. So they could bench mezuman alone, they can bench mezuman alone. You have four over here and four over here. Each group can bench mezuman on their own. But the shaila is, bizmana Talmud, bizmana Gemara, until the days of the Shulchan Aruch, the practice was, when you bench mezuman, only one person says the benching, to be moitzi everybody. So that's the diyun in the Gemara. So that's what the Mishnah says. You cannot create a tzirub zimun if you only have two over here and two over here, or if you have nine over here, nine over here. Roi meilu eseilu isn't going to help. What it helps for is if you have 15 over here and 15 over here, and they can make a mezuman, they can make a mezuman. But the whole idea of mezuman is that the whole chabura offers one bichas hamazon. So how can they offer a bichas hamazon for the other group, the two different groups? So that's what the Mishnah says. When you get to that din, that you don't allow shemei koina, that's a din with the rabbanon. Minator, you say shemei koina, even on kriyashma, even on bichas hamazon, even on davening, on everything. It's only a din with the rabbanon, and that's why if you have a sofer abur, so the Gemara says wameikel, because so the Mishnah Berurah quoted the Bi'ur Agro. Why? Because the whole din for nirushalmi, the three exceptions to those only with the rabbanon. So here, if you add mitzosim roi meilu eselu, shamish mitzarfam, so then nishgeferlach, then I say, when they're going to bench mezumah together, one can be mighty, the one who's bench mezumah here can be mighty the other. But it's not really a din that you can create a tziruf. Yeah, if you say like that, that you can't even, if some achronim hold, you can't even create a tziruf. You can't even create a tziruf for mezumah either. So then there's nothing to discuss for a minyan. We were discussing the whole Mishnah Berurah. In the base of Ovel, you have nine people in one room, nine people in the other room, and the rooms open up to each other, and everybody's right, meilu eseilu, is it good or not? So the Mishnah Berurah says it's really no good, and it's only one possibility that was raised by the Rashba, that maybe mitzarev zayin to a minyan for davening purposes, for davish b'kedush, is the same as mitzarev zayin for asorah for zimah. The way the Mishnah Berurah quotes a lot of achronim here, the whole din doesn't exist even by mezumah. You're not mitzaref and tezimun. It's only if each one has a zimun, so then the chiddush is on the level of the rabbanim. Normally we wouldn't allow shemei koina, so here we're meikel.
Let's say by agent, if you have one person on one side, in one window, and you have another window where you have two witnesses, so doesn't the Mishnah Mako say that if they see the masra, each group by itself sees the one window, they are mitzuref together, it's not Ezus being embedded?
Yeah.
So why can't we use the same principle for Zimun as well?
I mean by din and nefashas, by mammon, there is no din. By hilchas eidus, there is no din that you need dafke akat. Special din by din and nefashas. Even though you have two eidim, but the eidim are not mitzuref yachan, so you can't administer din and nefashas. The Mishnah says, if they both see the masra, even though they're not rei meilu eseilu, that's also mitzaref them. I mean, so what's so difficult to learn over here that mitzosim rei meilu eseilu is mitzaref? Yeah, because a lot of achrayim do learn like that. Yeah, he makes it into a big, a long bir aloch, makes it into a big machlokes achrayim. How to read pshat over here. When you learn the other hilchos tefillah, and the Shulchan Aruch has this whole discussion about nine people in one room, nine people in the other room, and mitzosim rei meilu eseilu, so there, he doesn't bring up the issue there. Everybody assumes that the bench of mezuman, they are mitzaref. The only machlokes was, what about the creator minyan for davish b'kedush? Here in Hilchos Birchos Hamazon, they quote that half of the achrayim learned that the whole thing never existed.
Why does it have to say that?
That's the question. Each one has their own zimun. Could it be together? Would be one. The Mishnah is much more
like that. Unless it means you have five and five. Elam zamli atzm del have a mizumun of five, del have a mizumun of five. And
but if the first sheet, the two and two would also work. You see, it's not talking in a case where it would be two and two.
Mm-hmm.
But right. It's right, it's talking in a case where...
You have a zim. Each one has a zim. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. I guess that's the diyuk, yeah. Where do we have a din where we place emphasis on yayin? A din deraisa, where we place. We have a din derabbanan, say, Barak Piagofen. Where do you have a din? You have a din kiddush ala yayin. We assume kiddush ala yayin is only midderabbanan, and on Torah it's kiddush bidvarim. And midderabbanan it's ala yayin. You have a nazir is not allowed to drink wine, but a nazir, anything yotze megefen ayayin is not allowed to drink. It gets malchus, whatever, it doesn't have to have a chalashem yayin on it. Do you have any dinim deraisa that depend on yayin dafkim? I don't know. So the Gemara has this machlekes or blaze and nachachomim. When does it become yayin to recite this special bracha derabbanan, a din derabbanan, a bar pi agofen, as opposed to bar pi ha'etz? The blaze claims until you do the mezige, because the yayin pishal yayinim chazik biyodim and oil ishtiyah below mayim, Rashi explains. So until you do the mezike, it doesn't have the shem yayin. I don't know if you have any. What do you have for nisach hayayin on the mizbeach? Nisach hayayin is a din. You're not allowed to do mezike. Yeah, the halacha is fakir. Has to be yayin. You can't use chamar medina for nisach hayayin on the mizbeach. And there the din is that mozik is no good. Dafki yayin and not mozik. So there is no issue. It's also a shayla. What's the din taka? That yai mazug is no good for nisachay, and that's a sifre. That yai mazug is no good lenasach hagabi hamizbeach. This mishnah in Sukkah says that there were two pipes on the mizbeach, and in one pipe they used to pour the water for nisach hamayim on Sukkah, and the other pipe they used to pour the yayin. So there are two ways to read the mishnah. So one pshat in the Mishnah is, if you pour the wine down the pipe where you're supposed to pour the water, you pour the water down the pipe where you're supposed to pour the wine, so for the evidence, good. It doesn't make a difference which pipe you pour it down. The Rambam learns differently. The Rambam learns if you mix together the water with the wine and then you pour it down, so it's also good. So the Acharonim ask on the Rambam, how can it be good? Either Sifrei says that the Yain Mozik is not acceptable. So I think what they usually say is, the standard answer that they give on the Rambam is, there is no halacha, the Rambam apparently thinks, there is no din, the yayin mozug, you're not yotze the mitzvah of nisach hayayin. No, there's a shear how much you have to have. How much yayin you have to have, depending on what the type of the behem is, what the carbon is. Is it a par, is it a ayel, is it a keves? So the water that you'll mix into the yayin mozug will not be mitzvah to the shear. But it's not a din that once you made a yai mozik, it's puzzled, that you're not yotze the mitzvah. You're yotze the mitzvah, but the water that you mixed in is not mitzvah to the sheep. Because the Gemara says, if you mix them in together, you're yotze b'di'evet. So the Rambam learns, mixed in together, you mix the wine with the water before you pour it, and then you pour it down one of the two pipes. So the Rambam says, and the Rambam quotes the other din also, the yai mozik is no good for nisach hayayin. So that's, I think, the standard answer that it means if... Yayin mozik is good, but it's not mitzvah to the shir. Where do you have a din? I don't know if you have any din daraisa. The only case is by nazir. A nazir drinks wine, but a nazir eats grapes. It's also loike. Kala yotze megefen ayayin. He's going to get malchus.
What about simchas yomtov? Isn't there a din yayin by simchas yomtov?
Yeah, I don't know if that's a din min haTorah. I don't know. Tosus claims ein simcha ela b'basar, ein simcha ela b'yayin. Tosus says that the simcha deraisa is only b'zman ha-migdosh karbonis, eating b'sar ha-karbonis. And the whole mitzvah b'zman ha-zav, having yayin, is only mid-rabbonim. That's what Tosus holds. The Rama holds that shamin is simcha is deraisa. The other Rishonim said they hold buying a dress for your wife is also simcha, and buying candy for the children and toys for the children is also simcha. So yayin is one of many forms of simcha, but it's not really a din of yayin, according to the Rambam. So yayin is one hechitimtz of simcha. So it's not really a din, is it yayin? There's no halacha. Is it a dress? Whatever cheers people up. Ben Soramor, yeah, he has to drink yayin, but that's also probably yayin she'ena mazug. Yayin ho'italka is probably dafke yayin she'ena mazug, I think. You have to look there in the Gemara. I think the Gemara says dafke yayin chayim. We have, oh, that's the one that's missing. No, here. Dafayin, I think the Gemara says dafke yayin chayim. Chai mazik v'loi mazik. Amar Rafun, ena chai bat shiochol basa chai v'yishte yayin chai. Veg v'gemare, ochol basa chai v'shas yayin chai, ena nasa mitzara. Amar Ravina, yayin chai means mazik v'loi mazik. It should be a little bit mazik, not too much. Hey, that's a special din by Ben Sarma. It has to be a little bit mazik, otherwise it's awful. But it can't be too mazik, because that's normal. He has special din by Ben Sarma. It's right, special din of yayin. But the special din of yayin by the Ben Sarma is a special din. It has to be mazik v'loy mazik. It has to be dafke in between. A little bit mazik and not too much. You're right. I don't know. This machleg zaplez rabban is only on the level of the rabban. Only going to get to this din that the wine is elevated to a fancier brochen. So that's the machleg zatanaim. When is it elevated? So Rablez is of the opinion only if you do the mezige and the rabbanon are asking for koishal brocha, you have to have yain mazug. My time of being a mitzvah and I'm uvchor, but for Bar Piyaglofen purposes, it has a shem yayin even before. Fine. So that's a machleg zablez and the rabbanon that's recorded in the Mishnah, that we know. Then the Tosefta records a second machleg zablez and rabbanon. And this is the shaila, is it totally zed bezeh? Or is the second machleg unrelated, the batn tilis yadai? So halacha lemaisa, what's the story here? So Rashi's first interpretation, Rashi has first one girsa. Then Loshan Acha, Hochikar Sinan, opposite from the first. So the first version of Rashi is that you're talking about Poshep Shat, you're talking about Natilus Yadayim for the purpose of eating Pas, or Natilus Yadayim for the purpose of eating Truma. A Kohen always has to do Natilus Yadayim if he wants to eat any Truma. And a non Kohen has to do Natilus Yadayim if he's interested in eating Pas, or Dovashit Rule of a Mashke, fine. So the first Shat in Rashi is that mayperis are acceptable for netilus yadayim because it has a shame mayim on it. Mayim is good and mayperis is good, but yayin is a different chaloshem mashke. So once it enters into the category of yayin, then it may not be used. May not be used for netilus yadayim. It's a different shame mashke. So that's the machlekes lishitos from Rablezer and the Rabban. According to Rablezer, it only has the shame yayin and memele. It's bor piagofen and memele. He cannot use it for Natilus Yadayim only after Mezigah. And the Chachamim say, no, it has the Bracha Bor Piyagofen even from the beginning. And therefore, in that Menelai Yadayim, it has a shame Yayin from the beginning. So Yayin Al Pidin is a different Mashke. Only May Peris is good. That's the first Pshat in Rashi. Tosis raises Akasha, Bor Pihoetz. The Tosis is Badr Vakash Mikam Mashem, and May Peris Shem Tilus Yadayim. That's what Rashi said. According to the first Pshat in Rashi, May Peris is good. Fractosis, there's a Gemara in Chulin where the Gemara has one of the Amoraim asks the other. When you wash in Tilus Yadayim for bread, the whole sugya in Tilus Yadayim for eating bread is over there, the beginning of Kol HaBosa. So one Amoraim asks the other, when you wash in Tilus Yadayim, are you makbid on a kli? So he says, yes. Are you makbid on the mare, chazusa? So he says, yes. So Tosis explains over there, what's a shaila? It's an often a mission in Yadayim. The Mishnahis talk about in Tilus Yadayim. It says you have to use a kli, and it has to be a kli that can sit. If you have a paper cup that can't sit, that comes to a point on the bottom, and you have to hold it, so it's not acceptable for Natilus Yadayim. And if it has a hole in the bottom, and if you hold it long enough, the water's going to leak out, but you're going to wash quickly, so it doesn't have a shame kli. All the rules and regulations. So the Mishnah says you need a kli. And the Mishnah says that if some kind of dye fell into the water, minishtana marav, it's no good. There's a din mid the rabbanon, a mikveh, shenishtana marav is no good. So the Mishnah says, b'feirish ha-masech ziyadayim, that the mayim, shenishtana marav, for the purpose of Matil's dam, is also no good. So it says that Yemakbet on a kli, it says Yemakbet on Nishinim and Chazusa. So what did the Amari ask the other one? So Taisa says, well, all the dinim in the Mishnah, Sedaim, maybe that's talking about a koyin washing the Til Sedaim for the purpose of eating Truma, the Amari and Kolabasa. He was asking, what about when you're washing the Tilas Nine for the purpose of eating bread? Do all the dinim carry over? So he says, yes, we're makbid on Kli, and we're makbid kabdina na chazusa, we're makbid on the color. It shouldn't look like something else. Why is there a din of Shinim Mara in the mikveh? What's the basis of the din of Shinim Mara mikveh? So the Pashto says it's a din mid the Rabbanon because of Meperis. If you have a mikveh has to be arboim so of water. And if you have a boim so of Meperis, that's not acceptable. So they made it. Din the Rabbanon, if you have a mikvah in Nishtana Marav, how is it Nishtana Marav? Let's say they have a mikvah of 40 so of water. The mikvah always becomes Nishtana Marav. If you have 100 people use the mikvah, the water is going to be filthy. So that's not called Nishtana Marav. Because it became Nishtana Marav because of the dirt, because of filth, that's not called Nishtana Marav. So, or let's say years ago the mikvahs didn't have a tile floor. So the floor all around was dirt. You have a cavity in the ground. It's always going to be Nishtana Marav. People are going to walk in the sand, and the dirt is going to get mixed in. It's going to become brown because of the sand. So that's also not called Nishtana Marav. The Mishnah says it's only called Nishtana Marav because of a liquid. If you pour in some green liquid, if you pour in enough chlorine, and the chlorine is green, and you're going to make the whole thing green, so then it'll be Nishtana Marav. Rabbi Tendler says if you pour in so much green chlorine that you change the whole water to green, you're going to burn your eyes. He says it never happens. No one ever pours in so much chlorine. Okay, I take this word for it. He said that's not a shaila. The mikveh looks like it's green because the tiles are green. He says not because the chlorine made it change green.
You can only know that if you see someone putting it in. If not, you could assume that it's just because of something, another factor. Only
so
if I see someone actually doing the action, I would know that it's
Nishtana Marav. That's what the Mishnah says. Let's say you would pour in enough chlorine to change the whole thing green, and the guy's eyes are going to get burnt out. So if you poured in liquid chlorine, so then there's a din of Nishtana Marav. If you throw in a pellet of chlorine, even though it's green and it makes it all turn green colors, so the Mishnah says that that's okay. Nishtana Marav is only possible if he knows it's nishtana because of a liquid. If it's nishtana because of a solid, then the din doesn't apply. Mishnah has, let's say, someone had baskets that he held grapes in, and the dye from the grapes got into the basket. So he's soaking his baskets in the mikveh water to get the dye out of them. And the mele, the dye comes out, and it stains the water. So the water now looks like purple grapes, the color of purple grapes. So if you would have poured in wine, purple wine, and it would have been the Nishtana Marav of the mikveh, that would possibly the Rabbanon. Nishtana Marav is possible because of Meperis. But if it's Nishtana Marav because of the dye that was absorbed into the baskets that were holding the grapes, then the Mishnah says that it's kosher. You're right. You're asking Akasha. If you know the difference between this and this, you know how it turned its color. So you know that it's not Meperis. You know that it was a whole mikveh of water, and it was only Nishtana Marav. I don't know. It's a good kasha. But that's what it says in the Mishnah, that the psul of Shinim Mara only applies if it's machmas a liquid. Machmas a solid, so there is no problem. So the original din of Nishtana Mara is by a mikveh, the Rabbanon, the Rabbanon, not to ain tvila b'mei peris. If you'll allow tvila in a mikveh, in Nishtana Mara, so people may make a mistake and think he can be tovel in a mikveh, that's all mei peris. So the Mishnah says in the Yodayim that the same din applies to Nitilus Yodayim. So the Gemara Chulin was raising the question. That Mishnah that says in Yodayim that Nishtana Marav is not acceptable as possible, is that only that Tosfos interprets in Kolabasa? Is that Mishnah only referring to Nitilus Yodayim the Truma? Does it even apply to Chulin? So the answer was given yes. Kabdina Nachazusa, Kabdina Namor, and Kabdina Chazusa. Even Benegiat and Nitilus Yodayim the Chulin, Lepas, also when Makbed on the Kli, and when Makbed on the Marav. So that's Tosfos Kasha. So how can you say that May Paris is good? There's even a din, Nishtana Marav. Nishtanu Marav, Machmas HaMei Peris. So even water is no good for Nitilus Yadayim. So how can you tell me that that the May Paris themselves are good for Nitilus Yadayim? Is not Nishtana Marav? The Tosfos says, V'yesh L'chalek, you have to give a teretz. They keep you in suspense, what's the teretz? So the Ramon Shulchan Aruch quotes the Mordechai, who gives a teretz, on our daf. He says there are two kinds of wine. There's white wine and there's purple wine. So the whole sugya must be talking about white wine. that looks like water. White wine that looks like water. If it's purple wine, so kapdina nachazusa, so it won't be any good. Okay? That's one teretz. That's one teretz. Then other Rishonim give, the Rosh gives a different teretz on this kasha. So I think the Rosh says that Nishtanu Marav, the Mishnah and Yodayim, and the Gemara called Abbasin says that Nishtanu Marav is pasul, means if it started off with a Maramayim, and then it was Nishtanu Marav, then it's no longer called Mayim. It loses its original state. It's like a Mayim Shehisrichu, if it changed colors. But if it started off as May Paris, and that's the color that it had a purple color or something, so that's not called Nishtanu Marav. Sachidish. What, Nishtanu Marav is possible because it's called Shoifchim, because it's called garbage water, because you throw it out in the garbage, that's why. No. Nishtanu Marav, the original din Nishtanu Marav was originally formulated by a mikveh because it exer Mishum May Paris. So this is May Paris in person. And he's saying Nishtanu Marav carries over from mikveh to Netilus Yadayim. So once he said carries over, so how can you say that May Paris itself is good? That's how the Rosh writes on page 66. V'shem ha'yesh l'chalik, the Rosh in Sima Lamed Aleph. That he has the kasha from the Mishnah Yadayim or from the Gemara in Kol Abasa Dav Kuzayin. And he suggests, v'shem ha'yesh l'chalik, the mayim sh'nishtan ha'marim, garua mimei perish, sh'omdim b'marisam, v'shem mayim aleyim. Nishtan ha'marim, if originally had a normal color, and then nishtan ha'marim, that's a psul. But if May Paris, that's the original color that it had, so that's okay. So it's very difficult. So it's a different pshat. Nishtanu Marav by water is a different din from Nishtanu Marav by the mikveh. By the mikveh, Nishtanu Marav is possible because of Gzeira Otto May Paris. And by Netilas Yadayim, Nishtanu Marav is a different psul because it's called Shoifchim, because I consider it garbage. It's a very strange teretz. So this is. And on the bottom of the page, the quote that the Ramon Shulchan Aruch quotes the Mordechai. The Mordechai says, we're talking about the white wine. Yain Lavan, we can't be talking about the purple wine, because purple wine take doesn't have a maramai. Then Rashi has Loshan Acha, Harik Asina, Rashi's other gear says, everything punk the hepach. That what? How does Rashi say Loshan Acha, Harik Asina, Yain, Achelon, Nosan, Tochamayim, Reb Leza holds that it's bar piho eitz, and it's not acceptable for Netilas Yadayim, because May Peres does not have a shein mashke. They're only zayin mashkim that are machshel or kabel tuma. So May Peres doesn't count. But the yayin is one of the zayin mashkim, yad shoch adam. So yayin is one of the zayin mashkim, but Reb Leza holds it doesn't have a din of yayin until you did, that'll be a din deraisa. That'll be a din deraisa. Yayin has a shein mashke, benegeh techshel or kabel tuma. So what would Rav Leza say over there? If you have yayin that you didn't do mezige, so he says benegir to the din derabanan that you don't say bar pi agofen. Would he say that that yayin is not machshel or kabel tuma? That it doesn't have a shein mashke? It sounds like that from Rashi. Rashi is saying for the second girsa, Roshnach achrei karsina under Rav Leza's din is a din deraisa. Yayin achelan doesn't tell chamayim brachan all the bar pi hoeitz. It's not called yayin. They know it from a man of la yadayim. Why? Because may peris is not one of the Zayin Mashkim. May Peres doesn't have a Shein Mashkim. But Nishanosan is Tocha Mayim. Then, since it's Mozeg, Mevorchan Ola Bore Pri HaGofen, Al Pidin Deraisa, then it's called Yayin. And then it has a Shein Mashkim, so it's not Men Ola Yadayim. For Netilas Yadayim, you have to have a Mashkim. The old Din of Netilas Yadayim is only with the Rabbanim. But it sounds like all the Tikka Rabbanim came Deraisa Tikka, and it's patterned after a Din Deraisa. So it sounds like he's saying, according to Rav Leza, it's a Din Deraisa, that Yayin, that you didn't do mezigah, and since it's not pleasant to drink it, not only it didn't have its ishtani liyuya, that it doesn't deserve the fancy soup of bracha bar piagofen, it doesn't have a shein mashke. So therefore, before the mezigah, it's not acceptable for Netilas Yadayim. Only after the mezigah, then it is acceptable. Yeah, if you hold like that, so the chachamim disagree, and they say, ben kach mevochan ol bar piagofen, it has a shem yayin even before the mezige, so therefore, what should they continue to say? So therefore, it does have a shem ashke. It is one of the. It is yad shoch adam. So it is yayin. So the chachamim should have said benkach. They should have said not the man of la yadayim. So how do they say all of a sudden a not man of la yadayim? Isn't it totally zebze? So Rashi says, no, that's a different reason. The Rabbanan hold that it's not good for Nidil's name, a different reason. Why? Mishum Hefsed Oichlin. So what they said, that's what we explained yesterday. What do you mean Hefsed Oichlin? Baltashkis. Baltashkis. Means Bizoyin Oichlin. It's not right. So on Shulchan Aruch, they assume, based on the Rishonim, that these dinim of Bizoyin Oichlin only apply if you can avoid it. If you can get some other water. Let's say the fellow is hard-pressed, he wants to have a sandwich. He doesn't have an option of eating anything else. The only food that he has is bread. And the only liquid that he has to wash with is going to be yayin. So if the reason why it's no good is al-pidin, that yayin is no good, so it's no good. It's not good for Nitil's time. But if the whole reason, Mishun Bizoyin Ochlim, so if you have no prayer, then the Shulchan Aruch says that we would be Mekel. So that's the Shaila. Do we really hold like this? Like this Lashon and Rashi. According to the second Lashon and Rashi, when it has a Shem Mashke, then it's good for Netilas Adayim. Only, and the Rabbanan say that all along it did have a Shem Mashke, even before he did the Mezigah. It does have a Shem Mashke on the level of the rice. It is Yayin. And the reason why you're not allowed to use it for Netilas Adayim is Bizayin Oichlin. But if you have a Shas Hadchak and you got no Brera, then you would be made. And then the Rosh quotes the other Pshat from the Ravid. That's what the Vilna Gaon refers you to, the Rashba. The Rashba quotes this Ravid. No, the Gemara is talking about Netilas Yadayim. It doesn't mean Netilas Yadayim for pas. No, the Gemara is talking about washing your hands. My hands are dirty. My feet are dirty. I'm not there. For Netilas Yadayim purposes, Abadi, you need Mayim. That's the last three lines in Tesis. Others disagree. What are you talking about? Netilas Yadayim, Abadi, you need Mayim. The whole asmachta of Netilas Yadayim is based on the pasuk the other v'loshot b'mayim. We can't some chachamim in Netilas Yadayim in HaTorah. So since it says b'mayim, so you need dafke mayim. So what is the Gemara talking about? Sometimes either one girsa has it, neperis is good, or the other girsa has it, that yayin is good. No, Netilas Yadayim is a different. The whole topic and the whole Gemara is an issue of bizayin oichlim, and you're talking about Netilas Yadayim washing your hands from dirt. Yeah. So that's the problem. We don't call that Netilas Yadayim. We call that a different lotion. Shtifas Hayadayim. Netilas Yadayim is a technical term. You say, Bracha, Shekhisham Tassan, Netilas Yadayim. When you're washing for Pas, you're washing for Truman. So that's why that's problematic. The Rashba, on the bottom of the Rosh, he quotes the Rashba, writes that the Ravid changed his mind. That originally the Ravid wrote that the whole the Gemara is only discussing Netilas Yadayim, Shtifas Hayadayim. Then the Ravid wrote Hilchas Netilas Yadayim, and he himself changed his mind in his Chibur, and he wrote the normal Pshat in the Gemara. That it goes, he's talking that you can use either the Meperus or you can use the Yayin for the purpose of Netilas Yadayim Mamish. Originally, the Ravid wrote like the Les Day in Taisus. So, bottom line, in Shulchan Aruch, there are three opinions. One opinion is that only Mayim. And may peiris and yayin are not acceptable. So lechatchila we're machmir for that opinion. Then the other opinion of Shulchan Aruch is no, like the first day in Rashi, may peiris is good, but yayin is no good. Yayin is a different chalashe mashke. Once it has a din yayin, according to Rabbez, only gets a din yayin after you do the mezigah. According to Rabban, it has a din yayin even before. So Yayin al-Pidin may not be used for Netilas Yadayim. That has a different Shemashke. But if it would be orange juice or apple juice, some other may peiris, or according to Reb Lezer, Yayin, before he did the Mezigah, is treated like Charmei peiris. So that is good for, that would be good for Netilas Yadayim purposes. So that's how they pass on Shulchan Aruch, B'Shas Adchak. If you really have no peiris, the may peiris can be used, and Yayin cannot be used. Other may peiris can be used, and Yayin cannot be used. And then the third sheet is just the reverse, but the second Lashon HaRashi, that Dafke Yayin is good, and May Peris are no good. Why? May Peris are not one of the Zayin Mashkim. Yayin is one of the Zayin Mashkim. Three different opinions. Then more quotes of Braisa from Maseches Derech Eretz. Dal Dvarim Ne'emru B'Pas. There are four things you have to be careful about. You don't take raw flesh and put it on a piece of meat. It's going to be full of blood. So the piece of meat is going to become treif. You can eat a raw piece of meat without salting it. That's dam evarim shalo pirish. It doesn't have a din of dam. It's considered moral habasa. If you take a raw piece of meat and you cook it in a pot with liquid or even without liquid, so we assume that all of the dam is going to come out, then it's going to go back in. Then it's going to become dam evarim shepirish. But kolzman I have a raw piece of meat, even a raw piece of liver, even though covered is kula dam, so we assume even a raw piece of liver, you permit it, whoever is interested in eating it, you're permitted to eat the raw piece of liver, because that's treated as dam evarim shelo pirish. And that's what Tosis writes in a few places, that dam evarim shelo pirish is mutter. It's only us. It's in Shulchan Aruch like that. Only dam evarim shepirish is us. But here, I have a raw piece of meat. If you want, you can eat it the way it is, but it's full of dam. So then if I'm going to put it on top of a piece of meat, then it's going to be dam evarim shepirish. So the dam is no longer on the meat. The dam is now on the pas. So em enichem basar chai al pas. Em avirin kos molei al pas. Simply because if it's a kos molei, if it's half full, half empty, the mustami are not going to spill it. But if it's all the way full up until the top and you're going to carry it over a loaf of bread, so there's a concern you may spill part of it on the bread, and the bread will be, no one will want to eat it. It'll be a hefsedah, so you shouldn't do that. Unless there's a discussion in the Rishonim, Rabbi Yoinen, and Shulchan Aruch, what if, let's say, everybody's having soup and they're going to have a full bowl of soup that's full up to the top and you may spill part of it. And they're going to pass it on top of sliced bread. You have sliced bread on top. So what's this? Everybody's eating the soup with the bread. So what's so bad? Everybody likes bread. Everybody likes soup. So soup bread is also good. So it's not going to become nifsal me'achila. So that's a discussion. Maybe people only like to eat soup l'chud and bread l'chud. Maybe they don't like to eat soggy bread that was sopping wet because of the soup. So that's a discussion. Is that Rabbi Yoni right or not? Okay, discussion in Shulchan Aruch. So it says you shouldn't be mafsid yoichim. You shouldn't put basachai, it'll become trade. You shouldn't put kos mole, it'll become sagi. And zarkim is hapas, you're not allowed to toss challah. A lot of times on Shabbos, someone cuts the challah, so you start throwing pieces. So Gemara says that that's not their heritage. We've got to see whether we pass like that. And zarkim is hakairo bipas. Let's say I want to put a couple of slices of bread on the table in order to put the kairo. I have a plate, and the plate is too low. My seat is too high, let's say. So I want to put a few slices of challah on the table in order to put the plate on top. So it says, Eim shtamshim bepas. You're not allowed to do that. So the Gemara says that that's a machloikas. The last one is a machloikas. Ameim ha-mazut ra-avashi karcho rifta behadi hado. They all had a meal together. I said, look how mayu. So they brought food to eat. Shokal mazut ra-posil kandar ha-avashi distana. He took a piece of chicken, a cooked chicken, and he tossed it on the other guy's plate. Amalei, so he asked them, they asked him, is that derech eretz? Are you allowed to toss food? You're not supposed to throw oichlim? So he says, that's ayi bepas tanya. That's only by pas. We're more makbid on bizayin oichlim by pas than by other foods. But there's a brisa that says, beferish, k'shem shen zorkim misa pas, k'chen zorkim misa oichlim. So you're not right. It even applies to chicken. Amalei, aye, but there's another brisa. He answers back. But Tanya is another brisa. Alpishin zarkim sapas. Alva zarkim saichlim. Says beferish vaket. So it's a stira. Whether the prohibition of throwing pas only applies to pas, applies to other. Ela lekasha teretz is. It depends what the nature of the thing that you're throwing. It's habmiyin the mimis. Habmiyin the mimis. Let's say you're throwing a candy that's wrapped up. Are you throwing a box of cookies, and the cookies are in a box, so they're wrapped up in a bag. So you throw it all you want. It's not going to get dirty. It's wrapped up. It's not going to get dirty. Or you're throwing something that's midi deloy mimis, so there's no problem. So if it's midi deloy mimis, then the brisa is only makbid on pas. In zarkim is hapas, aval zarkim is oichlim. And the other brisa that says, kishem shein zarkim is hapas, kach in zarkim is oichlim, that's by midi de mimis, if it's going to get dirty. So then it's a bizoin oichlim, then you're not allowed. That's the Gemara's teretz. Ela loy kasha, or midi de mimis, or midi de mimis. So pas be more machmer, even though it's midi deloy mimis, he's throwing on a table. It's going to land on either it's going to land on the plate or it's going to land on the tablecloth. It's not going to fall on the floor. So even though it's midid deloy mimis, it's not going to get dirty. You're not permitted to be zorek pas. Umo mak. The Gemara before, we left that a little Gemara before. Shaila about do we really paskin like that? That you're not allowed to put pas on the bottom and put the kaira on top to support the kaira. So So the Gemara says, "Kimanaz lohadi amashmul asa adam kol tzaracha bepas." Shmuel says, "You're permitted to use pas for your own purposes. In other words, you're allowed to put the pas on the table in order to elevate the plate. You're allowed to use pas for other purposes other than eating." So that's what Shmuel says. So the Gemara says, Shmuel obviously is thinking, "Come on, ki Reb Lezer." He thinks like Reb Lezer. What does it have to do with Reb Lezer? Reb Lezer says you're allowed. Reb Lezer not talking about pas. He's talking about wine. So either the wine before he did the mezigah, the wine after he did the mezigah, the two versions in the Tosefta that Rashi had over here. So Reb Lezer says that whenever there's no paslos for netilus yadayim, Rashi had the two pshatim. Either it's possible if it has a shame yayin because it's a different mashke, or it's only kosher if it has a shame mashke. If it's made peres, then it's possible. So whenever it's not possible, so Reb Lezer says you're allowed to use it for netilus yadayim. But you're being mafsid. So you see, there's no din of bizayin oichel. See, there's no din of baltash. There's no din of bizayin oichel. So Shmuel, who says asadam kol tzarach bepas, obviously is following Reb Lezer's sheet. So Tosis here raises a problem. In the machlekes Reb Lezer and the Chachamim, we clearly are going to pass on like the Chachamim. We're not going to pass on like Reb Lezer. The Gemara says Reb Lezer shamutihu. Reb Lezer was from the Beis Shammai. We rarely follow his opinion. So we're going to pass on like Lecher. We're going to pass on like the Rabbanon. And the Gemara says Shmuel holds like Reb Lezer. So it should come out that you don't pass on like Shmuel. So Tosis quotes there were some Rishonim who said like that, that we can't pass on like Shmuel, because the Gemara says, Tosis quotes by the Bach's letter Dalet, 2/3 of the way down in the Tosis. Tosis says the Loke Pirush Abenu Chananel, it should say, should pass the Loke Shmuel. Ben Chananel says you shouldn't pass on like Shmuel. Minimuk Loke Reb Lezer. The Gemara says Shmuel and Reb Lezer say the same sheet, then we don't accept Reb Lezer's sheet, Reb Lezer Shamutihu. So you have to reject Shmuel. So Tosis says no. The Gemara in Beitza and Daf Chof Aleph is clear. Stama the Gemara says beferish that we kish Shmuel. Mashman the Kaimel and Kabbalah said we do paskin like Shmuel. Aye, but the Gemara says Shmuel zak Reb Lezer. So Tosis Faramf is everything based on the Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Nun. The Gemara says that Shmuel says I saw him called Tzarach Mepas. He's talking if the pas is midi delay mimis, the pas is not going to get dirty. But then he says you're allowed to use a chveis. Let's say you have a sliced bread that's in a bag. So you're going to take the whole bag of bread, not a sliced bread, but it's wrapped up. The bread is wrapped up, you're going to put it on the table, you're going to put the plate on top of the bread. So it's midi delay mimis, the plate is not going to make the bread dirty, the bread is wrapped up. So there's no problem. Midi delay mimis, that's all Shmuel said. Oy sa'adam kol tzarach bepas. If it's a midi delay mimis, it's not going to ruin the pas. And Reb Lezer holds like Shmuel, but he goes away a giant step past Shmuel. He even allows midi de mimis. He says you're allowed to use either yayin or meperis, whatever the correct yiras is. Reb Lezer says you're allowed to use it to do netilus yadayim, and you're ruining the food. So when the Gemara says kiman az lohod om Shmuel ki Reb Lezer, it means Reb Lezer clearly holds like Shmuel, and he goes a step further. But Shmuel doesn't necessarily go so far. So that's what Tosfos says. We paskin like Shmuel. We don't paskin like Reb Lezer, who took it way one step further. We paskin like Shmuel, as the Gemara explains in Shabbos Daf Nun. He would never say. That's the pashtus. So then Tosfos discusses what's considered midi de mimis. Let's say they didn't have any forks and knives. So you have to eat with your fingers. The guy doesn't want to get his fingers sticky. He doesn't have any water to wash his fingers. So he's going to take a chveis. He's eating chopped herring. So he's going to take crackers, or he's eating some kind of egg salad. So he's going to take bread, or he's going to take crackers, and wipe up the egg salad, and lick it off, and then throw out the bread. He's not going to eat the bread. So that's also Adam called Tzaracha Bepas. That's midi de mimis. He's not going to eat the bread, so who's going to eat it? They're going to throw it out. So that midi de mimis, the Gemara says that's Reb Lezer holds like that, and we don't pass like that. If you pass midi de mimis, you're not allowed to. But what if, let's say, the person is going to eat? He's going to use the crackers, he's going to use the bread to eat some herring, chopped herring, or he's going to eat, he doesn't have any spoon, he doesn't have any fork, the meduber over here is. So he's going to eat some other eichlin with, and then he plans to eat that bread at the end. He's going to keep on using it, that bimkom spoona, bimkom fork, and he's going to keep on eating every time the egg salad or the chopped herring, and then at the end he's going to eat up the challah or the crackers that he ate. He's going to use it the whole time as a maisa eats the alma, like a fork or a knife, and then at the end he's going to say, it's mitzvah d'loy mimis. So then it should be, also Adam called tzarach v'pasa, should be mutter. So that's what Tosis raises an issue. What do you do about him? Asecha sofim, and says, not so. The last two lines. Avoba masech sofrim, it says it's osur. The amin masech sof per gimel. En oichlim, oichlim bi oichlim. You're not allowed to eat food with other food. I don't have a spoon or a fork, so I'm going to use a cracker in order to eat it. Elim kein hoy oichlim avasachas, a different story. If I'm going to take the cracker and take some chopped herring, then eat the whole thing together. So that's a sandwich. But if I'm going to just lick off the chopped herring and then use it again several times, and then at the end I'm going to eat the cracker, so even though there's no midi de mimis, because ultimately he's going to eat, he's not going to be thrown out, but the Masech Sofrim says that if you're not eating it, the Vasachas, now you're not allowed to do it. So Tosis finds that problematic. Shema Hahid Alok Yishmol, Beit Masech Sofrim is in disagreement with Shmuel. Masech Sofrim is not from the days of the Tanoim. Masech Sofrim was composed by the Gaon Eretz Yisrael in the days of the Gaonim. So much of Masech Sofrim is a collection of brises from here and there, from everywhere, from Babylis, from the Yushalmis, from Tosefthis, and so on. And other things were instituted by the Gaonim. So Tosis says, Tosis sticks to their guns. They want to say, not like the Rabbi Nachman, we do Paschal like Shmuel, the Midi de Lo Mimis, and maybe we should reject this Masech Sofrim. They're not so keen on the Masech Sofrim. What does the Gemara have to Tana Abanam? Mamshichin Yayin B'tzinuot Lefnei Chosim Lefnei Kalo. As a simin bracha for simchin. So they used to have pipes, and they used to pour in wine on one end, and the wine would roll through the whole pipe. Probably it was a clear plastic pipe or something like that, or a glass pipe. And everyone would see the wine rolling from one end to the other. But then they would catch it in a goblet. Or it was arranged in such a way that it went into a bottle at the other end. So l'shein simcha, that's not a violation of b'zayin oichlim. If you can juggle a bottle of wine and know for sure that the bottle of wine, you're not going to drop it, and it's not going to crack, and it's not going to spill all over the place, or you can juggle cups of wine, how do you know? You may spill it. But if you know for sure it's not going to spill, so then there's no problem of b'zayin oichlim. So that's what they're doing over here. They're mamshech wine through a pipe from one end of the room to the other. Erechasen ereshever brachas. Zarkim lefneim kloyes ve'gozim as a simen bracha, because it grows a lot, so you want the couple should be fruitful. That's how the goyim do. They throw rice. But the goyim throw the rice on the chasen kala, and it falls on the floor, and they throw it out in the garbage. So that the Gemara says, you're not allowed to do. You're only permitted zarkim lefneim kloyes ve'gozim ereshechamo, and you'll be able to collect it later on. The klois v'gozim have shells on the outside, so it's not going to get ruined. Avalobi ma'isak sham, even though it has shells on the outside, but there may be such a mud puddle that no one's going to want to eat. The mud will go in, and no one's going to want to eat the nuts later on. So that's midi de mimis is also. That's a bizayin ochem. Avalob l'skoes, lob ma'isak sham, lob ma'isak sham. What if you have fancy cookies that are not wrapped up and you're going to throw them? That's like throwing rice. So throw rice, it's halach libud. So that's bizayin ochem, you're not allowed.
If it's kloyes, that means it's roasted. So in order to roast the nuts, wouldn't they have had to take out the shell first? Or if it's any type of wheat that was roasted, they have to unwrap it first?
I don't know. I mean, how can it be that it's not going to be midi de mimis?
Maybe it does fall in the and people will just wash it up in the summer.
Could be.
They roast chestnuts with the shell on it.
And it's only...
chestnuts. Uh-huh. Oh, masking on chestnuts. Okay. I don't know.
What are we passing in Oakland bowl? Because suppose those onion soups that they serve in bread as a bowl, usually sometimes they serve it in bread. So you could say either people don't eat soggy bread, so that would be really problematic, or be choshesh to masach sofrim that it's not bevasachad. Or even those chocolate bowls, they make bowls of chocolate where they just put it as a decoration and put chocolates in it or like a kiddush or something like that. Or what's the din in those cases.
And everybody, and a lot of people are going to throw out the oichlam on the yotzah. It's talking not right.
Or, yeah, or the soups. That's very common to find soup served in bread, yeah, from all that's bread.
And most of the people are probably going to throw out the bread.
Most, and but even if you eat it, it wouldn't be problematic because of that shita that says soggy bread, people don't.
Mm-hmm. No. For those who eat it, it's not a problem. But in the stomach, half the people are not going to eat it. So that's taka bizayna. You're not allowed to do it. Yeah.
Is there any idea of not being able to throw away pasta directly into the garbage can?
If no one's going to eat it, I don't think there's a problem. Perish v'is, there's a din. The ochel of lola hefsed. That even though you don't plan to eat it, then there's no isa baltashtis. It will be the other 6 years of the Shemitah cycle. There wouldn't be a din of baltashtis. What am I going to do? Take all the leftovers and put them in the refrigerator and then keep on saving them? Or who's going to eat it? No one's going to eat the leftovers. Tomorrow we're going to eat fresh food. But on Perish Shviz, that's a special din. Even though there's no Baal Tashkis, it's a din li'ochel of lola hefsed. You're not allowed to throw it out till it becomes nifson ma'achilosom. But the next parak, the Gemara is going to talk about the Baal Tashkis on bread. You have to learn some more. Yeah.
Is this not the makor for the minhag we have to throw sweets in it for passing?
Similar. No, this is because these things grow a lot. Klois vagozim grow a lot, so that's a simen brocha that the couple should be food. Same thing. They should have a sweet life. Yeah. Does it apply to Pasa Bobi Kisnin? I would not think so. If you have a chumra by pas, I would assume it only applies to real pas. The braisa that says, "In some chumras hakara b'pas," a special chumra by pas, I would assume it's only by bread that you say amoitzi. I would assume by pas, but kisnin doesn't apply. Shmuel disagrees with the whole thing, and the Tosfos says we pass like Shmuel anyway. But even according to the braisa, that there's a special chumra by pas, I would assume it's only by bread, which is the main part of the meal. Yeah. The Gemara now has a new discussion. What if a person is about to say a bracha and he has a candy in his mouth? So the Gemara quotes the pasuk in Tilmi, "Mali pit tehilo secho," on the top of Nun Aleph and Aleph. When you say a bracha, you have to have your mouth should be open, it should be empty, so the bracha should come from his whole mouth. So now the shaila is, he forgot. He forgot and he put food in his mouth without saying a bracha. So what should he do? So he has a kula, misalkon sarecho, and a mevarech. Let him push the food to one side of his mouth, and then we're makel, he can say the bracha the way it is. So the Gemara says that's what Rabbi Yudah says, but we have brises that say not so. Tanya Chora, one brises says bolon, one brises says you swallow it. You don't say the bracha with the food in your mouth; you swallow it. And then you say bracha before you continue to eat. V'tanya yirach. And the other brisa says polton, you should spit it out. V'tanya yirach. The third brisa says like Rabbi Yudah says masalkan, you move it to one side of your mouth. So how do you deal with the three-way steer? So the Gemara says loikasha. The three different cases. V'tanya bolon, the brisa that says that you should swallow it and then say a bracha before you continue to drink the soup. That's talking about mashkim. The guy has soup or he's drinking tea or something. You're going to say he put some in his mouth. You can't put it on one side and say a bracha. He's going to choke. So the alternatives are either he spits it out. Once he spits it out, he's not going to spit it back into the cup and then drink it back again. Once he spits it out, it's going to be hoilach li'ibud. So the alternative is either hoilach li'ibud or swallow without a bracha. So the braisa says shine. So swallow without a bracha. Or the tanya bolon is b'mashkin, because the alternative will be that it should be hoilach li'ibud. Or the tanya polton, when does it say you have to take it out? Let's say he put a candy in his mouth. You put a piece of chicken in his mouth, and take the candy out, say the bracha shakol, and put it back in your mouth. The midi dilemma is v'had the tanya misalkan, and the brisa that says you put it on one side of your mouth, and then you say the bracha, that's the midi dimimis. He already started to chew it. If you're going to tell him you got to take it out of your mouth, take it out of your mouth, and then say a bracha, then put it back in, so he's not going to want to eat it. So the alternative will be he's going to throw it out. So rather than throw it out, so you say the bracha with the food in your mouth. preferable is to avoid the whole thing. You have to say the bracha with nothing in your mouth. That's what the Gemara continues. What's so bad if he has the food in one side of his mouth when he says the bracha? And the Gemara, no, that's a pasuk. So the Gemara says that what? If a person by mistake put a little drink in his mouth and he forgot to say the bracha, so he has one alternative is to spit it out. Because once he spits it out, he's not going to drink again. He should either spit it out, it should be halach liibud. Or he swallows it, and then he'll say the bracha later on the rest of the drink that he's going to have. That's the pashup shot. So that's what the Gemara continues. What's the din? Bo minei merab chizda, yes, the shayla. What's the din? Mishachal b'shasav, a person started to eat, he forgot to say a bracha. Mao sheyachsav yivarach. He's in the middle of his meal. Should he say hamoitzi now? Or should he say shahakal on the rest of the chicken that he's eating? So he answers them back. Omalahu, so Rav Chizda responds. Of course he says a bracha. Just because he did an aver and he ate the first few bits of food without having said a bracha, he should continue to multiply the aver and many times over continue to eat the rest of the food without a bracha. Mishachal shum v'recha nodev. If a person ate garlic and it bothers everybody, everybody's annoyed by the smell of the garlic, and he realizes that he did wrong, does it make sense? Yachsav v'yachal shum achek v'sheirecha nodev. Does it make sense he should eat more garlic and bother more people? So over here, the fellow made a mistake. He started to eat food without having recited a bracha. He didn't say the bracha before the food. And he's in the middle of eating. So you say, since he ate the first bit without a bracha, he did an avera, he was nenem et alam azev la bracha. So when you're going to say you shouldn't say a bracha on the rest of the food, it doesn't make sense. Of course you say a bracha on the rest of the food. Ravina Hilkoch, so Ravina says, therefore it follows logically, what if he finished eating the whole meal? He has a whole cookie, and he ate the whole cookie, and he didn't say very minimum zaynus, and he finished. And that's all, he's not going to eat anymore. He drank the whole cup of tea. So Ravina says, I feel a gomasu dasai, even if he completed eating, he has nothing more to eat. Also, yachsev ivara, he should still say a bracha after eating, after finishing everything. The Tanya Tobal, how does he prove that it's so? We're talking about Birchas HaNenen over here. We're not talking about Birchas HaMitzvah. So Ravina proves it from Birchas HaMitzvah. The Tanya, the din is that when a Tomei goes to the mikveh and he's Toivel, he recites a bracha. So there's a brisa that says, Tovol the Ola, when a person goes to the mikveh and he comes out, Eimer Baliyasa Baruch HaShekirishon B'mitzvah V'tzivonu Al HaTvilah. You see that there's such a possibility of reciting. Normally a Birchas HaMitzvah has to be recited. That's the Gemara Psochem Dav Zayin where this comes from. Just like Birchas HaNenu should be recited before you eat the food, because also Lohanes Merel Mazeb LeBracha. Similarly, Birchas HaMitzvah should be recited before. What if one didn't recite the bracha before eating? Does it make sense if you say the bracha after you're eating? Ravina says yes. Afilu Gomasu Dosa Yachsav Yivarach. How does he know? Maybe it doesn't make sense at all to say a bracha la'achar ha'achila. No, he proves it from Birchas HaMitzvah. That just like by Birchas HaMitzvah, Tavol v'yal l'bal yasuhu aymer, Hashem v'shem ala t'vila. So the same is true regarding Birchas HaNenen. What's the comparison? We learned on Lamed Hey, this is what all the yeshivas, everybody asks. We learned on Lamed Hey, the whole institution of Birchas HaNenen is Asa l'hanes menu'a l'mazeh b'loi bracha. So the bracha has to serve as a matir. Hananim in Olam Hazeh B'lo Brocha is considered Kila Mo'al. He has to recite the Brocha in advance. If he already ate the food, so he violated the Issa. So you can argue the point that it does make sense to say the Brocha after having finished eating. Hashani came by the mitzvah. What are you going to say? It's forbidden to do a mitzvah without reciting a Brocha in advance. And the Brocha is Matir Asiyas HaMitzvah. So just like you can say a Brocha L'achar Asiyas and by the mitzvah, so too you can say a Brocha. You have to eat the food by the Birchas HaNenen. How did Ravina prove one din from the other? If they're so different. If L'chore Birchas HaNenen is because Asa L'Hanis Menor L'Mazeh B'la Bracha. Birchas HaMitzvah is to recite a bracha in conjunction with a mitzvah. So how does he compare the two? So L'chore he seems to be assuming that there is a Tzad HaShavah between the two. How exactly do you see a Tzad HaShavah? So you can say in one of two directions. So the one direction you can say is yes, that mid the Rabbanan it's also to do a mitzvah without first saying a bracha. Just like it's asr lehanes min olam hazeh b'lay bracha, maybe it's asr to perform a mitzvah. A mitzvah is a hiskarvis takarish bracha, way to come close to Ribbono Shel Olam. So you can't just knock on the door of the President of the United States and walk in and say, I'm here, I want to speak to the President. You have to have permission in advance. So the permission to perform a mitzvah is the reciting of the bracha. So maybe that's the Gemara's tushso. So Ravina is proving that just like we see from the Braisa, that even though l'chatchila, the Birchas HaMitzvah should be recited over Asiyasam, midirabbanan. Birchas HaMitzvah is midirabbanan. What function does it serve? What role does the Birchas HaMitzvah serve? To be matir Asiyas HaMitzvah, to allow me to do this iskarus. But if I already did the mitzvah, you can have the matir bichal mafreya. I'll say the bracha after having performed the mitzvah. Tovol v'yola. I'm a bali yosai. Asher kadishanah b'mitzvahs v'tzman. You can say the bracha. L'achar asiyosam b'niyevet. So the same is true regarding bichas hanenin. Even though bichas hanenin should be a matir, you can have a matir l'mafreya. You could say that was Ravina's argument. Or you could say the truth of the matter is when we learned Daf Lamed Hey, so we said there was a big machlokes harishonim, if you can call it like that. It's 99% of Rishonim in one direction and 1% in the other direction. What about an oinen? Yishemesim u'telefonov is not permitted to perform a mitzvah, but he's not permitted to violate an avera. So is he allowed to eat food without a bracha or not? So there was one shita yichidah, the kolbal from the Rishonim. There was a shita yichidah that an oinen is not permitted to eat food without reciting. He's allowed to eat food, but he has to say a bracha. If he's going to eat the food without a bracha, he'll be in violation of the iser. Also, the hanes manal mazeh b'lay bracha, and that's not the accepted opinion. Shulchan Aruch, they don't even quote that. The Achrayim quote that there is a day hachol like this, but in Shulchan Aruch, no one says like that. The assumption is that it's not really meduyuk. Also, the hanes manal mazeh b'lay bracha. It's a mitzvah mid rabbanon to recite the bracha in conjunction with eating food, but it's not that the bracha is matter the iser. There never was an iser. So it could be that not that Ravina is making an equation between Birchas HaMitzvah and Birchas HaNenin, that Birchas HaNenin, we're starting with the assumption Birchas HaNenin is to be Matar the Achila. Also, Lahanas Manala Mazeh B'lai Bracha. So the Birchas HaMitzvah is also to be Matar the Asiyas HaMitzvah. And he's proving that you can have a Matar La Mafreya. You can recite the Birchas HaMitzvah after having performed the mitzvah. So you can have a Matar La Mafreya by the Birchas HaNenin as well. No, it could be the normal way. No, he's making a Tzustel. Birchas HaNenin is not a matir either. Birchas HaNenin is a mitzvah with the Rabbanon to recite the bracha in connection with eating food. So l'chatchila, more correct is to recite the bracha in advance. And same by the mitzvahs, more correct to say the bracha in advance. And if the yevet, he didn't say the bracha before you tovel in the mikvah, so you say the bracha after. So the same by the food. If he didn't say, Ravina is right. Ravina says, Goma, afilo goma sudasai. You also say the bracha after. Maybe that's what he's trying to bring up.
If there's a heter, if the whole reason is Tzar is to say Rabotzai, maybe in order to ask for permission, what would be the difference between that and maybe Emilia Shemichah that would be bringing up? If both of them are asking Hashem for help in the performance of a mitzvah or...
Shem Yichud was introduced in the days of the Hasidim in the 1700s. The brachas were introduced in the days of the Anshin Tzadla, many centuries earlier. Yeah, Shem Yichud isn't really, you're not asking permission. You're just declaring in advance that I'm doing the mitzvah, the Shem mitzvah.
But at the same time, you're asking, in the sense, you're still asking help in
that mitzvah. Shem Yichud? I don't think so. And you say that even though there are Jews who are not performing this mitzvah, I'm doing the mitzvah b'shem kol Yisrael. I want to do the mitzvah on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael. It should be considered as if all the Jews are Klal Yisrael, are Rebbe, as if everybody's partially yotze with my mitzvah. And whatever mitzvahs are supposed to accomplish, I want to accomplish by performing this mitzvah. Mitzvahs are supposed to accomplish wonderful things in this world. So I want to accomplish whatever is supposed to be accomplished. No, but the bracha you bring, giving a praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a different thing. It's unrelated.
How did they have a heter iskarvus before that? Like that's like no made up the birchas hamitzvah.
They made up the iser iskarvus. Oh. They made up the iser iskarvus with the heter by reciting a bracha.
So what did they see to invent this iser? What
they see to invent the iser asa lahanes manal mazeb like bracha? Also svara. They came up sa svara. So they thought of this svara. That it's not right to do an act of his karvus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Do you ever find such a thing? Is a matala mafreya? There is such a discussion. There is a din in Chumash that you have to be mafresh chumas and maisis. There's an isa tevel. You have to be mafresh challah. If you make bread or cake or cookies, so there's an isa tevel, you have to be mafresh challah. So you have to be mafresh challah before you eat. So the Gemara has a list in Pchoiris and Daf Chazan. The Gemara has a list of special kulas that only apply the challahs chutzlor. So one of the kulas is echel v'hoyla v'achakach mafresh. If you made a lot of bread or cake or cookies and it's chalas chutz loretz, so the din permits you to eat as much as you want, as long as you leave over a little bit at the end, and then what you leave over at the end, then you'll be mafresh chala at the end. Special kul and chalas chutz loretz. It doesn't apply to all tevel de rabbanon. There are a lot of forms of tevel de rabbanon. Let's say Maisa Yerek is only the Rabbanon, lots of things. We assume in Shulchan Aruch that only Dogen Tirish V'Yitzer is the rice, everything else is only the Rabbanon. But you don't say you can be Oichel V'Hoylech everything in Eretz Yisrael, V'Hakach Mafresh, the Chumas Maisis at the end. But the Eretz Yisrael HaMishnais writes like that in one place, and that's not the accepted opinion. We hold that that's not correct. The Gemara says it's only special Kula. The Gemara in Chorus gives a list of several kulas, only apply to chalas chutzlas. So this one also only applies to chalas chutzlas. So what is the nature of that din? Oichel v'hoylech v'achkach mafresh. So that's a discussion in the Mishkan Es Yankiv. Does it mean it's like chala de'araisa that removes the isa tevel, except that over here they were makel that it can even remove the isa tevel mila mafreya. It can have a matela mafreya. I ate up, he made 5 pounds of cookies, and eats up 4.5 pounds over the course of a couple of weeks, and then he's mafresh chala later, so it's mata d'isa tevel mila mafreya. Or maybe we should say no, there is no such thing as being mata in isa mafreya. Maybe what it means is that chalas chutzlar is the only institute of the mitzvah hafrosh. So as long as you're mafresh lebesof, is also good. See, that's the shaila. What would be the din? That's a big machlok in sachreinim. Er pesach shecholius b'shabbos. And they have chametz dikachalas, and they forgot to be mafresh chala and the chametz dikachalas. So the Shari Tshuva next to the Beheita quotes this machlekes. So what do you do? So some say oichel v'hoylech, you're not allowed to be mafresh trumas and maisus on Shabbos, and you can't be mafresh chala on Shabbos, and you can't leave it over. You have to finish eating it er Pesach in the morning. You can't leave it over because it'll be by your rabbi matzah. So some achrenim say, so you're not allowed to eat it, period. You're not permitted to eat it. You have to go beg by the neighbors or invite yourself to someone else's home or something. You're not allowed to eat these challahs because it's tevel. And the whole idea of achakach mafresh is you mata these tevel later, lemafreya. And other achrenim say, no, the challahs chutzlah is just a mitzvah safrosh. You can do it, you do it. You can't do it, it's a nisht. Nisht is nisht. You live without it. You're permitted to eat it. And then the rest you'll destroy. Or you'll eat everything up, and you won't be mekayim the mitzvahs of Rosh. That's a big deal in Achrayim. What's the nature of the din of Eichel v'Holch v'Achkach Mafshid? That's a shada. How do you read Ravina? Ravina proves his point. Afilu goma sudosa choyza mevorach. The Tanya, he proves it. Tavol v'yala v'aliyasa oimah shekedeshana b'mitzvahs of Tzivon. Just like you can recite a bichas ha-mitzvah l'achar asiyasam, so too you can recite a bichas ha-nenin after completing to eat the food. So he's making an equation between the two. Either he's saying that both are amatir, or he's saying that neither is amatir. You're going to say that Birchas HaNenon is amatir, Birchas HaMitzvah is a mitzvah to recite a bracha in conjunction with the Asiyas HaMitzvah. So how can you prove from one to the other? How can you have amatir and mafreya? How can you prove from one to the other? So either he assumes that they're both amatir, he assumes that neither is amatir. It's unclear which way he's driving it. So then the Gemara says, and we don't accept Ravina's argument. Zog the Gemara v'lohi. We don't paskin like Ravina. If goma milechol, the Gemara said before, they asked bo minei Rav Chizda, if the person is in the middle of eating, forgot to say broch in advance, so should he, and he has more to eat, so should he say broch in the middle? So he said, of course he said broch in the middle. So Ravina went one step past Rav Chizda, he said, eat nafilo hilkach. I feel the gomas udasa also chayzim mevarach say the bracha. So the Gemara says v'loihi. We don't accept Ravina. We pass like Rav Chizda that you say the bracha even if you're in the middle of the meal, but you don't say like Ravina if you're finished eating. And the Gemara makes a distinction. Hosam by the person who went to mikveh meikora gavra loy chazi. There he was unable to recite the bracha over lasiyosim. So there, the initial takanas chachamim was to say the bracha lachar al siyosim. But hocha, by the brichas anenim, he really shouldn't have said the bracha before he started to eat the food. Behold, itchi itchi. Since he didn't say the bracha before, so he don't say the bracha after. Also, that's the shaila. Why is he unable to say the bracha before? Why shouldn't he say the bracha before he's tovel in the mikveh? So Rashi says, we taught rove people who would be tovel bismana tanoim would either be a balkari, married people, would either be a balkari or a woman as a palet to shechlus. And she wants to, they want to daven, they want to say divitar. Before Rabbi Yehuda ben Misera abolished the takana sezer, one of the ten takana sezer was that a balkari has to go to mikveh. So it was abolished in the days of Rabbi Yehuda ben Misera. So Rashi writes, Rov Tvilas Mishum Kerihen. And Balkari is Aser B'divrei Torah. And he's Aser to say Bracha. So he's not allowed to say the Bracha in advance. So Has Meikor Gavel Ochazi Samil Chatkhila Kach Pitna Chachamim. That he should say the Bracha Lachar Asi Yosam. But if it be any other mitzvah, how do you read the Gemara? There really is an equation. Ravina is right. There really is an equation. Ravina in principle is right. There really is an equation between Birchas HaNenen and Birchas HaMitzvah. But what Ravina said, halacha lemaisa, afilu gomer melachal sedos, you say bracha, that's wrong, because this is an exception to the rule. Hasam gabra loichazi, sedia melachatchila kach tikna chachamim, that he should say the bracha lachar asiyasam. But by any other mitzvah and by birchas hanenin, where he could have said the bracha before and he didn't, so you're not allowed to say the bracha afterwards. That's where the shach points out in Yeridah. It's an often in Gemara, like the Rambam. That's a machlekes and simon yutes in Yeridah. It's a machlekes. The Rambam and the Ozarua. Rambam Shita is in a few places in the Mishnah Torah that a person should always recite the Birchas HaMitzvah Oivel HaSiyosam, and if by mistake he didn't, let's say a couple got married, so they're supposed to say Birchas Erisin before you give over the ring. That's how the Rambam says that. Regular Birchas HaMitzvah you should say Oivel HaSiyosam. You're supposed to say the Bracha before you give over the ring. So the Rambam says, and if you didn't say the Bracha before, Mashenasek Fanasek Fafan, so you don't say the Bracha afterward. You lost your chance. And the Rambam said the same by any mitzvah. If you already fulfilled the mitzvah and you didn't say the bracha yet, farfal. You can't say the bracha lachar asiyos. Unless he put on tefillin and he's still wearing the tefillin. He put on talis, he's still wearing the talis. So that's oivel asiyosam. It's a mitzvah that has a hemshech zman. But if he already took off the talis, he already took off the tefillin, so the Rambam says you cannot say bracha lachar asiyos. And the Ozarua disagrees based on the Mishnah and the end of Psochim. But the Mishnah and the end of Psochim has a machloikis satanoim. I think we discussed it already by Yikir and Tofel. The Mishnah says that if you birach halika patas hatvelo in connection with birchas hanenin, what about birchas hamitzvahs? What if you're performing two mitzvahs and one mitzvah is dikah, one mitzvah is a tofel? Would you apply this rule of birach halika patas hatvelo? It's a funny question. Where do you have an Yikir and a tofel and mitzvahs? So the last Mishnah in Psachim has a machloikah is Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva. The person is eating chagigas arba asar an erek pesach he bring. On Shalosh Regalim, you have to bring a Korban Chagiga. You bring a Riyah Chagiga and Simcha. Gimel Mitzvahs and Tztava Yisrael, Bali Yosam LeRegel. The Gemara quotes a Tosef in the beginning, in the first paragraph of Chagiga. The Gemara quotes a Tosef, you have to bring three Korbanas on Pesach Shavuot Sukkos. You have to bring a Shalmi Chagiga on Yontif. In addition to the Shalmi Chagiga that you bring on Pesach, there's a din of Chagiga Sarba Osa. You have to bring a Korban Chagiga and Erev Pesach. That's a machlokes in order that when you eat the Korban Pesach, by the Seder, it should be Nechal Ava Sova. You shouldn't eat the Korban Pesach first, you should eat the Korban Pesach at the end of the meal. So that's a machlokes Satanoim on the Afayim and Psochim, where the Chagigah Sabos is the Reis of the Rabbana. We pass in it's only with the Rabbana. It means the obligation to bring it is only with the Rabbana. Once you bring it, it exists in Atar. It is a Korban in Atar. It's a regular Korban Shlomim. But one time is of the opinion that everyone is Mechuyev, whether you need it or not, everyone is Mechuyev to bring Chagigas Habraaz, and we paskin that you're not mechuyev to. It's only midi rabban. So the Mishnah has a machlekes satanoim. Rabbi Kivi, Rabbi Shmuel. So Rabbi Shmuel says, birach al pesach pateres hazevach, birach al hazevach loy pateres hapesach. That these two mitzvahs, the korban pesach is the ikir, and the Chagigas Habraaz is the tofel. The whole purpose of the Chagigas Habraaz is in order that the korban pesach should be nechal al asova. So Rabbi Shmuel is of the opinion that if you say the bracha on the Korban Pesach, that's the Iker, Poteres Hatveli, there's no need to say the bracha on the Chagigas Habraos. And Rabbi Akiva disagrees. Lozu Poteres Shal Zuv, Lozu Poteres Shal Zuv, it doesn't pass. So we pass like Rabbi Akiva. But according to Rabbi Shmuel, what does he say? Chagiga, The bracha on the Pesach Pater is the bracha on the Chagiga. When is he saying which bracha? He's saying the bracha Asher Rashi and the Rashbam learn, saying the bracha Asher Kedushanu b'mitzvos v'tzivanu al achilos haPesach and Asher Kedushanu b'mitzvos v'tzivanu al achilos haZevach at the time of eating. That's how Rashi learns. Some of the Achrayim in the back of the Mesichta of Pesachim are not happy with the Rashi and the Rashbam. They think it doesn't go on Leil HaSeder when you're eating the Karbonis. It goes in the Beis HaMikdash when the Kohanim are makriv the Karbonis. When they're shechting the Karbonis in the afternoon. So if the Kohen says, there's a Tosefta says, when you shech the Korban you say, Al Shechitas HaZevach, Al Shechitas HaPesach, and when you do the Halacha Sadam, when you do the Zrika Sadam, every step of the way, you do the Haktoris Emurim, each step of the way, every Avodi say a separate bracha. So the Samachrayim say that that's what the Machlokes HaTanoim goes on. But with the Biruch Al HaPesach, Poteris HaZevach, if the Kohen said the bracha on the Avoda, let's say his job is to do Halacha Sadam, to pass the dam down. So once he says the bracha on Halacha Sadam of the Korban Pesach, maybe that covers the bracha that he should say later on the Halacha Sadam. But let's say he's going to stand there for half an hour and do Halacha Sadam of Korban Pesach, Korban Pesach, Korban Pesach, one after the other, after the other. Then they're going to have Chagigas Arba'asa. That's a question. When did they bring Chagigas Arba'asa? Also after the Tomei Shalbein Abayim, the Korban Pesach was brought after the Tomei Shalbein Abayim. So that's the question. The Pashto says the Chagigas Arba'asa was born before the Tomei Shalbein Abayim. There's also a problem. When the problem that the Orzarua raises is, where do you have a Hechitimtza? Birach ala Pesach, Pateres HaZebach. You're supposed to eat the Chagigas Arba'asa first, then you eat the Korban Pesach at the end. So how can, fine, you call the Chagigas Arba'asa as the Tofel, and the Korban Pesach is the Iker, and Birach ala Iker, Pateres HaTfelo, even applies to Birchas HaMitzvahs. But you have to say the bracha on the Iker before you do the Tofel. Here you're eating the Tofel before you eat the Iker. So some Achrayim want to farem for that kasha of the Ozarua, so they say, no, it's talking in the Beis HaMikdash. That makes it better. It makes it worse, no? The Chagigas Arba'asa is probably bought before the Tomei Shalbein Abayim, and the Korban Pesach is brought after the Tomei Shalbein Abayim. The Gemara says that's the only Korban that you bring dafke after the Tomei Shalbein Abayim. All Korbanos have to be brought sandwiched in between the Tomei Shal Shachar, Tomei Shalbein Abayim, except for Korban Pesach. Pesach Sheni is also a diyun, whether Pesach Sheni bring after Tomei Shalbein Abayim or before the Tomei Shalbein Abayim. But on Pesach Rishon, they say the Chagigas Arba'asa is also brought after the Tomei Shalbein Abayim. Pashto says that it's not so. So again, say Rashi and the Rashbam, and that Mishnah learned that Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva are talking about the brachas that are recited al achilas haPesach and al achilas haZebach, about eating Chagigas Arba'asa. So the Orzarua on that Mishnah poses the question, how can Rabbi Shmuel say Birach ala Pesach, Poteres haZebach? Because the Pesach is the Iker, and the Chagigas HaBa'asa is the Tofel, and the Dina Birach Alika, Poteres haTfele, even applies to Birchas HaMitzvahs, but the Bracha and Achilas HaKorban Pesach is going to be later. The Bracha and Achilas HaZebach should have been before. So whenever you have the Tofel eaten before the Iker, then it says, Shulchan Aruch, you got to say Bracha and the Tofel. So the Ozarua gives an answer. He says the Mishnah is talking Chachma Askinan that the fellow made a mistake. He ate the Chagigas Arba'asa first. First he washed and he said Amotzi al achilas matzah. Then in the middle of the meal, his wife serves him soup. He eats the soup. Then he eats the Chagigas Arba'asa. He doesn't say Shahakol because he said Amotzi on the matzah and he forgot to say the bracha Asher Kedushanu b'mitzvos v'tzivanu al achilas haZevach. Now he's up to eating the Korban Pesach and he looks in his Haggadah and he said you got to say bracha Asher Kedushanu b'mitzvos al achilas haPesach. Yeah, but now he realized he should have said a bracha before on Achilas HaZevach. So does he say two brachas? Or does he say no? Iker and Tofel. He's going to say, he's about to say a bracha on the Korban Pesach, and he didn't yet say a bracha by mistake. He didn't say a bracha on the Chagigas HaBa'asa yet. So he's about to say the bracha on the Pesach, so let it be covered, let the Chagigas HaBa'asa be covered with the bracha on the Iker. That's how the Ozarua interprets the Mishnah. And Okim Tepshat, that the only time you have the Machlokes Rabbi Akiva Shmuel is when a fella made a mistake, and he ate the Chagigas HaBa'asa, he forgot to say a bracha. He ate it without saying the Birchas HaMitzvah, and now he's up to eating the Korban Pesach. Should he say a bracha lachar asiyosam on the Chagigas HaBa'asa and a second bracha ever asiyosam on Achilas HaPesach? Should he only say one bracha? So he says, if in this Mishnah, according to Hishtikol Torah, is a raya that you can say a bracha lachar asiyosam. Because if you all like the Rambam, you can never say a bracha lachar asiyosam. So you can't interpret that that's the case that the Mishnah is talking about. He already ate the Chagigas HaBos and he forgot to say the Bracha al Achilas HaZevach. Now he's about to eat the Korban Pesach. Should he only say one Bracha al Achilas HaPesach, Chayvel HaSiyosam? Or should he say in addition the other Bracha? Is it an Iker and Tafel or you don't call it Iker and Tafel? What mean Iker and Tafel? You never say a Bracha al Achilas HaSiyosam, according to the Rambam. The Rambam writes Mashanasa Kranasa. Farfa? You can never say a Bracha al Achilas HaSiyosam. So this Machlokes is quoted in Yoreh Deh, in Siman Yutes. There's a Siman about Brichas HaShchita, that before you shech the Behem, you're supposed to recite a Bracha. And we pass in La Locha, there's a Machlokes, what if you shech the Trefa? So the din is a Shchita Trefa, is Mitar Medein Avela, but it's not Mata Bachilo. So the full din of Shchita is, if you shech the Behem Akshera, that the Shchita is not only going to be Mitar Medein Avela, it's going to be Mata Bachilo as well. If you shech the Behem Tameya, you shech the horse, or you shecht an elephant, that's not called shechita, that's a behemoth tameya. But if you shecht a cow, a behemoth trefa, shecht a behemoth tahora, which happens to be a trefa, is missing a leg, and I know alpidin it's a trefa. So shechita's trefa mitaheres midei nevela, the shechita will have an effect, partially, it'll be mitar midei nevela, but it won't be mata bachila. So that's a machlek zarishan, where the bracha is recited. So on the page in Yeruvah, they quote that Rashi's opinion is that you say a bracha, Sof kol sof, it's a shechita, it's metam den avel. And we don't pass from like that. Shulchan Aruch says, if you know in advance that the behem is going to be a trefa, or even if it's a sofik that is going to be a trefa, you don't say a bracha. The olam, whenever you shecht, is a sofik, it may be a trefa. Well, we say, ro behem is ksheira same, so you do say a bracha. But what if I have one particular behem, and I already have a latest a sofik, I already have a reis semichayim, this behem fell down a flight of stairs. And it may have, may be that the ribs, may have broken ribs, may have punctured holes in the lungs. So I know I'm going to have to check over here Medina to make sure that this animal doesn't have any trefes. So if I shecht such an afula, an animal fell down a flight of stairs, and I'm going to shecht it, then I know in advance that there's a high likelihood that it may have, you can't say Rav Behemis Kshevizim, there's quite a likelihood that it may have a trefes. So it's on Shulchan Aruch, you don't say a bracha. So what if I shecht it, and then I check it, and it turns out that everything is legitimate, everything is kosher. Can you say the bracha afterwards? So there are more paskins, halacha l'maisa, like the Ozarua, that yes. So there's a long shach there, and he quotes the whole background for this. He says, it's really a machlokes, the Rambam in the Ozarua. Can you say a bracha l'achar asiyosam? And the Rambam is mekel over here like the Ozarua, and the shach thinks that it's not right. The shach is ma'orer. What does it say in the Gemara? Ravina made an equation between Birchas HaMitzvah and Birchas HaNenen. And he said, just like we allow you to recite the Birchas HaMitzvah, they should really both be recited Oival HaSiyosim. But if you didn't say the Birchas HaMitzvah before, it's a Beferish of Bryce, you can say the Birchas HaMitzvah after. So Ravina said, the same is true regarding eating food. Even if he finished Gom HaSudasai, he still says the bracha. Then the Gemara knocks down his equation and says he's wrong. Why is he wrong? Because there's a difference. Hasam, by the case in the mikveh, Rashi says, we're talking about a balkeri. Balkeri is not allowed, or palet to shechlazera. They're not permitted to say a bracha. Or Taisus says, on the third line from the top, Taisus himself also, talking about a ger. He's talking about a ger and his guy. So he can't say, he's not Jewish. So when you have a situation, either is a tefilas balkeri apolat and shechazera, when the takonis Ezra was still the top, we're talking about a ger, a person who halpi din is unable to say the bracha over asiyosam. So kach tikno chachamim that they want you belachatfila, they want you to say the bracha lachar asiyosam. So if kach tikno chacham, there's no problem. Asim gavra meikora loychazi. So kach tikno chacham to say the bracha afterwards. Abahacha by eating food. Gavra mei korachazi, he should have said the bracha before. No, boss, he forgot. He forgot, and he finished eating everything. So he said, hovi nitri yitri. You can't say, kach tikna chacham. No, tikna chacham, and the bracha should be recited before. So the shach says, you see from the Gemara that the equation of Ravina is correct. It's a full equation between Birchas HaMitzvah and Birchas HaNenen, that both bracha should really be recited by Valasi Asan. And in rare cases, we will permit you to recite the bracha l'achar asiyosam if you can say kach tikno chachamim because gavra meikor lochazi. So where do you have gavra meikor lochazi? So the Gemara has it by the tov al biyola. Rashi says he's a balkeria paletas, and Tosfos says that it's a ger. Maybe over there also, by shchitas nefula, if you have an animal that's a suffix trefa, there's a latest a suffix that it may turn out to be a trefa. So over there also we wouldn't permit you. The halacha says you're not allowed to say the bracha over lasios. So if he'll shecht and then he'll check soon afterwards, he can't shecht and then check tomorrow and then say the bracha tomorrow on the shchita that he did today. Even if you all like the Ozerua that you allow a bracha lachasiosan, that's if it's immediately after. The fellow davened at the early minyan and it was too early to say the bracha when he put on a talis and tefillin. So Yadaman is going to say the bracha after tachnun, after he finishes chazaras hashatz, and after that he forgot. And he took off his talis and tefillin. And now he reminds himself he never said the bracha. So according to the Ozerua, say the bracha now just to grow. But if it's already 5 o'clock in the afternoon and he reminds himself he forgot to say the bracha in the morning, even the Ozerua agrees that you can't say a bracha then. So in Shulchan Aruch, the Shach says, in this case he can understand. You're shechting a behemoth that fell down a flight of stairs, and it's a suffix trefa, and we don't allow you. The last of the Ramah says, we don't permit you to recite the bracha now. It may well be a bracha levatola. So then you should check right away after you do the shechita. If it turns out that it's a kshera, so then we'll tell him it was a meikora gabar lechazavi. He wasn't able to say the bracha before. So then we'll let him say the bracha after. But in any other case, where there'll be a machlokes, the Ramam and the Ozerua, and any other mitzvah, where was meikora gabar lechazavi, so the Shach says, it doesn't come out mefurish explicitly from the sugya, like the Ramam, that you, just like by eating food, we don't permit you to say the bracha after gomar meilechol sudasai. So by the mitzvah also we wouldn't allow you. Unless it's a mitzvah that's a mitzvah nimsheches. He's still wearing the talis and tefillin. It's a different story. But it's not a mitzvah nimsheches. He already finished the mitzvah. And you can't really apply the svar hasmeikor gabal lechazi. So you can't say kach tikna chacham. So the Gemara comes out the fairish, like the Ramba. That's where the Shach points out. So that's the Shaila. What exactly was the svar here? The Gemara, Ravina's equation is accepted. We say it's correct in his equation. We just have a taina. There's a chiluk here, meikor gabal lechazi, here meikor gabal lechazi. Here it's kach tikna chacham. But what was the kavanah of the equation? So those are the two ways to learn. Either the pshat is that they're both a matir, the birchas ha-mitzvah is matir asiyas ha-mitzvah, just like the birchas ha-nenen is matir the eating of the food. And you can't have a matir la-mafreya. That's what the Gemara wants to say. That's what Rabbi Yosef Engel writes in one place, in one of the surahs. He says there's a Rambam writes a lashon in Hilchos Brachos Kishem Shetikna Chachamim Birchas Hanen and Kach Tikna Chachamim, that you should recite a Birchas HaMitzvah before you perform a mitzvah. What do you mean Kishem? Why don't you say just like they made a takan to say Birchas Hanen, and so they say you say a bracha Hashiyotz if you go to the Bible. What is the Kishem? What's the connection? So he says from the Rambam you get the impression that just he's working on the assumption that Birchas Hanen is a matin. So he works on that assumption. So he says that Birchas HaMitzvah is also a matir. So he says he understands very well why the Rambam writes that you can't recite a bracha lachar asiyasa. Because it doesn't make sense to recite a Birchas HaNenen after he finished eating Goma Sudosai. It doesn't make sense to say a Birchas HaNenen afterwards. Because it can't be matir l'mafreya. So too by the mitzvahs it can't be matir l'mafreya. So that's one way to read it. We accept the equation of Ravina. We just have this Taina against Ravina. Here it's Gavra Chazi, here it's Meikor Gavra Lochazi. So in the case of Meikor Gavra Lochazi, there we apply the Svara, the Kach Tikno Chachomi. But if it would have been Meikor Gavra Chazi, it would have been the same. What do you mean it's the same? So Rabbi Yosef Engel understands the same, that the Birchas HaNenen is a Matan, the Birchas HaMitzvah is Matan. Or you can say the other way, like we said before, that it's not really true that Birchas HaNenen is Matan. Truth in the matter is the Oinen doesn't recite. We pass on Allah, the Oinen does not recite the Birchas HaNenen. We assume that it's not a matter of anything. It's a mitzvah of the Rabbanah to recite the Birchas HaNenen. But they were only misakin the bracha in advance of eating. And by the Birchas HaMitzvah also, they were misakin over la siyasa. Right, so that's what Taisus says. The truth of the matter is the Gemara here is the Brisa that says Meikor Gabra Lo Chazi is either talking the way Rashi learns that he's a rove people who are Toivola Balkari or Palata Shikhla Zera, so they're not allowed to say a bracha in advance. Or Taisus claims that it's talking the Taisus quotes Rabbein Hananel. I'm talking to say Rabbein Hananel says that fact. It's talking about Tfilas HaGer. So the Ger can't say Kedushon HaBem Mitzvah Sim Tzilana. So then Taisus says that a minig developed that whenever a person goes, when do we have a person going to mikveh who says a bracha? Only women who go to mikveh say a bracha. Otherwise, what's a person going to mikveh? This man that the Takana says was still betokfo, and a balkeri wasn't permitted to learn, wasn't permitted to daven, and the halacha requires that he has to be toivam in the mikveh, so then he would say a bracha, asher gashem zason ala tefillah. But Zmanazeh, they repealed Takanas Ezra. We assume that it was repealed both for davening and for learning. Taisus quotes one opinion. The Rush quotes the Raibid was that opinion like that. The Takanas Ezra was only repealed vis-a-vis learning. Halakol Dvar Kresh was never repealed with respect to davening. You still have to go to mikveh to daven. But we don't pass like that. So even the Hasidim who are machmir to go to mikveh, they don't say a bracha. The only ones who would say a bracha, let's say a guy wants to go on Harabayis and he's table in the mikveh, so that's also he wouldn't say a bracha. because a Safik bracha, according to the Ravid, there's no Kedushas Harabayis, and maybe it's mutter for a Tommy to go. That's what it says in the Mishnah Berurah, it says, the Machlokes, the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchas Tishba writes, the Machlokes HaTanoim, and the Machlokes HaMaraim, and the Machlokes the Ramam and the Ravid, but the Mokam HaMikdush is Kitcha Lossi Lavai. So we go to Chumra, we don't permit Tmeim to enter the Har Habayis. If you would have held like the Ravid, so the Mishnah Berurah is assuming a Pashtus, that according to the Ravid is mutter for a Tommy to enter Har Habayis. It's a question if the Ravid really said that. So the Ravid writes, the Makam HaMikdash is Loikich Elasi Lova, and therefore if a Tommy enters Bizman HaZeh, I don't think that he's Chayt Koris. He never says it's mutter for a Tommy to enter. He just says not Chayt Koris. So that's a group of Achronim, Shagasarya, a significant group of Achronim came up with the nine fathers that even the Ravid would agree that it's awesome. But the Mishnah Berurah doesn't present it like that. He writes the Pashtus. So if you hold that Lokicha Lasilava, so we assume a Tommy is permitted to enter on Harbayis. So you can't say that one wants to go on Harbayis, he wants to be Toivel in the Mikvah in order to go. You can't say he says a Bracha. So that's why even those who do go and they go to Mikvah and they go to Harbayis, they don't say a Bracha because they consider it a Safik Bracha. It's not a Vada that there's Kedusha on the Harbayis. So the only time you say a bracha on a tefillah and a mikveh is a woman has to go to mikveh. A married woman is going to mikveh. So it's relevant. Other people, is mana gemara, when the Takana says it was betokfo, so any balkeria paletus would say a bracha. Or if a person wants to be toivel in a mikveh to be able to enter the Beis HaMikdash, to be able to eat korban pesach. So whenever the tefillah in the mikveh was needed, al pidin, so they would say a bracha. So that's what Taisus writes, that a minig developed, that when a person, when a woman goes to mikveh, so she takes off her clothes, and she just took off her shoes and socks. The person touches their feet, their shoes and their socks, so you're not supposed to say a bracha afterwards until you wash your hands. So she, so until after she's toivel in the mikveh, she's not going to say a bracha. So we treat that as also, as if it's sakati gavra l'chozi. Well, let's say a person is going to wash until he's yadayim. So the Bali HaTaisus had a minig, that you always say the bracha on the tilas yadayim for washing for bread, lachar asiyos, after you finish washing. Why? Because pamim, sometimes the guy just came from the bathroom, parim adam yotzim beis hakisei, he's not allowed to say the bracha on the tilas yadayim because he didn't wash his hands yet. But first he has to wash his hands to enable him to say the bracha. So the minhag developed that they always say the bracha lachar asiyos on the tilas yadayim. The Mishnah Berurah, the Shulchan Aruch quotes the minhag of the Bali HaTaisus. Mishnah Berurah quotes those who say if a person feels uncomfortable about observing this meaning, so let him observe. That's a person wants to say the bracha over lasios. So he's not saying, say the bracha over lasios. The Taisus made it for the idiots that you shouldn't get confused. You have to hold cup. Am I allowed to say a bracha? Am I not allowed to say a bracha? So if you're allowed to say the bracha over lasios. Not allowed to say the bracha, then you got to wait till after you finish washing and then say the bracha then. The Taisa wants to make it easy for everybody. Just make it easy. Always say the bracha lachar asiyos. Is that really right? Say noguham. Noguham levarech. You always say the bracha on the tilas yadam. You always say the bracha ala tefillah. You always say the bracha lachar asiyos. Yeah, so we assume that that's akati gavra lochazi. Because the minig has it that we don't allow people to say the bracha before. So how can you say the bracha lachar asiyosam? According to the Rambam, it's a bracha levatola. So the answer is that's treated like akati gavra lochazi. So mitam minig, we don't allow you to say the bracha before. So it's gavra lochazi. So that's kach tikno chacham. It's not exactly. You can't really say kach tikno chacham. In Shulchan Aruch, they quote a minig that the women are toivel in the mikveh twice. The first toivel, and then they say the bracha, then the toivel the second time. So if you want the bracha to be lachar asiyosam, you have it. If you want the bracha to be oivad asiyosam, you have it. Because the bracha was recited in between the tefillah rishon and tefillah shniyah. So it's oivad asiyosam over the tefillah shniyah. So the achrayim on the daf amarer, that's not true. Once he did the tefillah rishon, so tefillah shniyah is meaningless. So let's see, you haven't satisfied the both opinions. He said bracha lachar asiyosam. According to the Rambam, it should really be a bracha levatola. It's not really right. The Rambam writes like the pshat of the Rabbein Chanan. It's talking about tefillas hager. Hager is takakat the gabra lochazi. But to say because the minig developed nagu ha'am that you always say the bracha on the tefillah and the mikveh and tilus yadayim lachar asiyosam because sometimes the hands are dirty and so on. So therefore it became gabra lochazi and therefore we declare that it's a meikora kach tikno chacham. This was a minig ha'am, nagu ha'am. That's a problematic minig. That's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes on Rishayim. Whoever wants to say the bracha before, doesn't they? Say the bracha before. Okay, we'll stop here.